Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You have heard me complain about government runaway deficit spending, ruinous monetary policies, bloated payrolls, incentive-killing welfare programs, confiscatory taxation, unfunded entitlements, deceptive governmental accounting practices, and job-killing overregulation. Today I want to share with you good news. There is one national government that radically reformed itself starting three decades ago. The results were major reductions in the problems I just mentioned. Before I identify the country, here are perhaps the 10 most important reforms that led to this success. 1. The government privatized most of its operations. This cut expenditures and budget deficits and allowed the private sector to provide better goods and services at lower cost. 2. The government adopted the exact same accrual-based accounting principles used in private industry. Since implemented, political parties try to outdo each other over who is more fiscally responsible. 3. The government began publicly reporting all of its financial activities, broken down by department, every month. 4. It repealed protective tariffs and farm subsidies. The result of this freer trade was rising exports and a boom in agricultural production. 5. Government civil service employees were put on pay-for-performance contracts. Administrators were given wide latitude in hiring, firing, compensation, and outsourcing decisions. 6. The top marginal income tax rate was cut in half. Capital gains and estate taxes were eliminated. Because of the changes made, lower tax collections were needed. They were provided by growth-friendly consumption or sales taxes. 7. The government eliminated foreign exchange controls and stopped trying to manipulate exchange rates. 8. The nation's central bank signed a published contract about the targeted level of inflation of the money supply. 9. The government eliminated all forced unionization labor laws and industry-wide multi-employer contracts. And 10. The government eliminated the public education monopoly by adopting an all-charter school system nationwide. Parents now choose their children's schools. Since these changes were implemented, that nation's gross domestic product has quadrupled. The government's debt-to-GDP ratio fell to a meager 30%. I wish that the U.S., Michigan, and Lansing governments could be more like New Zealand. Are you listening? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.